Level up.
Oh,
what is in us?
First anime character comes here.
What is in us?
One, two, three, go.
Subaru.
Astolfo.
Why? Why?
He has features.
He doesn't have any features. He's a guy.
He has redeeming features.
He's not supposed to have features.
You're the one that doesn't see what I see.
I don't want to see what you see.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I do not fall for traps. I'm not a trap guy.
No one really said it was a trap. He's just...
He's a trap.
He's finding himself.
He was a trap set to catch people who are unaware
of
the horror.
What do you mean horror?
That awaits them in fates.
Was it? Wait, it wasn't even that hard to even notice it now.
It was confusing.
Yes, as
yes, it was. It was confusing.
Because having fates be the first anime you see traps confused the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Especially when they're telling you in your face that he is a he. And you're saying a he.
Nah, it's
not a he.
It's just a mistake in the sub. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, is it the sub? But no.
That's what I don't know. God damn it.
It just kept on snowballing into something else.
Man, traps. What other traps are there?
There is zero. There's this guy, ReZero.
That
cat looking person.
Man.
I don't know that. I can't remember any other one. I feel like there's one.
There was this one in.
Snuffle.
Oh, it's not really a trap, but
well, yeah, that,
I don't like it.
Yeah, there's also one in AOT.
Yeah, what?
Armin.
Huh? What?
To me, he was.
Oh, you thought he was? What the? That was only you.
Not only me.
That was only you.
Not only me.
Armin was a guy.
Yeah, we know he's a guy. Beginning. We know he's a guy, but. Are we sure he's a guy?
He's a guy.
Are we sure he's
yes,
a guy?
Yes, we are all sure.
I mean,
I don't think he watched AOT well.
I watched AOT now, but he was always that guy.
From
that...
behind your laptop or what?
Young.
Young.
He had this feeling around him going around like he wasn't sure of what he is, per se.
So he was like binary, you know, not male, not female, just...
He was male, obviously, but... he was male, obviously, but he had this strong feminine side showing forth more than the male side. Imagine seeing Aaron shouting, I mean, trying to fight this one, that one, doing this thing, doing manly thing, Levi doing this one, and Armin is just cowering in the corner.
There's always that character that always...
But his own was more... More pussy-like, I guess, that's the word.
What do you count Usopp as?
Usopp, that one, he's just a total pussy.
What do you count as
Armin can get up in a horse and try to do shit. But when it comes to somehow simple things, he wasn't straightforward with it.
I see what you mean.
Exactly, like he could get to the horse, try to carry. So wait, now think about this. Have you ever seen a scene of Armin killing somebody off with his sword, or fighting a Titan? They show him.
Nah, this guy barely turns into
he's
Colossal
just,
Titan.
Exactly,
yeah.
The one time he turned to Colossal Titan, he was somehow regretting it because he killed normal human beings and shit like that. So you see, he's that kind of weak character that does shit, but. Deep down, you know he's not meant for this. He's supposed to just be that guy in the office giving status analysis and shit like
that.
Just not really on the field type of
But
guy.
That doesn't mean he's a trap, man. I mean, it just means like he's
I
a
I feel like
coward.
There should be a degree of traps, you know?
Yes, traps have this degree of
hierarchy. There's some that are really high, some really low. Anyway, welcome to a new episode. Today, we have... Nothing really important
why
to talk about.
Why did start with traps, actually?
Except for, I hate Black Clover, the movie.
See, you are just full of hate for different things. It was Netflix, now it's Black Clover. What's next?
See, the funny thing, that movie was was on Netflix. And mostly pronounced and advertised by Netflix. You see where this is going?
Like
connect
is
all
going.
The dots.
I'm not connecting
you
any
connect
dots,
all
guys.
The dots, you realize Netflix is the root of all shit in anime. I mean, just think about it slowly. why the hell did they make a movie which is not exactly connected to the main story? Like,
I mean, to get some material of the anime out there. I mean, yeah. The manga is taking a break now.
Yeah, I know that. But why did he have to suck?
He didn't suck that hard. He sucked, but he didn't suck that hard.
I mean, the level of suckiness in this, it was sucking it all day long, but I don't even know why it was sucking that much. But yes, it sucked.
I don't think it sucks that much, guy. It just sucked to a reasonable extent. It didn't suck that
I don't
much.
Think you know the degree of sucking I'm talking about. This is intense, vigorous sucking. The action was too much, guy. Yeah. They went on their knees, there was no momentum.
It was just going. It was just sucking.
A free flowing liquid. A free flowing liquid.
Not sucks.
No.
It didn't suck that much.
It was minimally bad, yeah. I'll say that.
You admit.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, after all the hype and this thing, like literally, the first scene that made me realize was like the moment that the movie literally just started, and they were fighting this tournament type shit going on. Then Asta was wearing a mask for some weird reason, like I see nobody knows
it. It was highly unnecessary.
Everybody knew it was him.
Like when he was making his entrance, you literally just saw that. Thick boot of his, like, who really know that is Asta?
Exactly.
What should that character wear that kind of thick boots, guy?
Exactly. And they're literally about to start fighting. Before you know, the main bad guys of the whole freaking thing just
this
show
nigga spawned.
They just appeared.
These guys
spawned. And nobody reacted to them until they created a whole veil around the whole freaking arena. Yeah. Till everybody was like, oh, something is happening up there. How will three people freaking spawn? Julius is there. Everybody is there.
Exactly. All the elites, the kingdoms, the wizard knights, so all of them. They are captains. What are they called? I don't know that.
It's just disappointing, Sha.
Actually, but consider the fact that they're actually wizard kings, former wizard king before.
So. Yeah, but there's also still one wizard king there which should be on the same level or stronger than them, which he should have been able to react it, even if he's a freaking child. It's not that his powers are not reduced, that his mana are not enough maintain his power. So that means he should be able to at least react to when they appeared. So it's just be like, this guy, this is the one OG that knew that everybody came. And they're like, where this G is coming from? So it's been a long time.
My blood.
not that they would just appear and the whole veil, they'll finish casting a whole spell. Then after everybody now start looking up, something is happening up there. Let's check it out. And they end up losing. But overall, Charger, they tried the animation and everything.
I mean, that was the only thing that was keeping me watching that thing, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's like, I
was watching this on mute, basically. That's what you feel. I can't remember one word from the freaking movie.
But I also remember when they ended up going back to that demon skull to do something.
Yeah, that's
it's beginning to feel like that. I mean, that the whole premise of the Black Clover is just surrounding that skull guy. Any major thing that's happening. That's the spot.
It happens there. It happened there.
So what?
And it's going to happen there.
Oh god!
I won't be surprised if Black Clover ends there, because he basically started there.
Absolutely, he basically started there. So maybe the last fight will just be up there.
I mean, they'll trash his skull or something.
Yeah, they'll finally destroy his skull and his kingdom is safe, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, moving on from that mid little piece of shit on the floor,
and you can't hate on Black
Clover. We go on to a movie that has two sides. It's like two coin. It's like a coin with two sides: blue, pink. I watched the blue. He watched the pink. He won.
Wait, hold on. Was it the pink or the blue?
I watched the blue. You watched the pink. Initially, this movie you need to watch both of them. To see different sides of the story, that's like blue before pink or pink before blue. I'm using blue and pink as analogies because I can't remember the title.
So to you, I love whatever.
The titles are not really in my head because they're a bit stretchy. So yes, blue before pink or pink before blue. They give you two different views on the movie in general. The movie is just all about, skipping through time. skipping, that you're making it sound like you're throwing stones and you're skipping on a freaking
well water. It's about like parallel universes,
yeah, according right, to yes. you, like every decision you make equals and creates a new universe,
yeah, not by a timeline.
You making a whole different set of decisions in our mm-hmm. timeline and shit like that. It's a fun, thrilling thing. It was a complete anime in whole, yeah, unlike Black Clover.
Very complete.
But yes. It's kind of more like a love story. It would be nice if it was like action or something, but that would have been typical. But yeah.
Exactly. They went for the new stuff.
They just went for love, slice of life and love.
Exactly. You don't see that. All these time-based anime, you normally see in action or thriller or something like that. But this one, they won't be love.
Do we have that much time-based action?
No, we do not. But
anime, we don't really.
No, we actually. I think we do. We have a couple.
How many?
Like, okay, there's ReZero. There's Steins Gate.
Steins Gate's not action. That's what I wanted. Steins Gate was close to it being action.
Yeah, but, it was very close.
But the main character is not really doing
psychological action. Aspect yeah, of it.
That one's psychological. ReZero 2 is also psychological.
To some extent.
To some extent, but
I mean, Subaru, it's psychological Subaru and not horror fighting. At this point. We're watching someone suffer.
ReZero is psychological and horror. Then action is not really much there because its main character is not fighting.
But people surrounding the main character are fighting.
Yeah, no, it's just like how Steins Gate was. People that came with guns, shooting and killing people. Things going on around. Yeah, things happen.
Yeah, around.
Yes, it's not really action.
I'm pretty sure it's the action there.
Do you see action there, but it's not like strong action, like mild action.
Yeah, very mild. Just much like it's not hard or fighting.
It's like saying it's soft core action, not hardcore action.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. So yeah. The movie is all about decisions and decisions that led to decisions that led to life changing decisions.
Yeah. Now I know what decision I'll make.
Exactly. Not really.
What?
You don't know whether what you're making a decision now is you making a decision to also change and go back to your initial decision.
There's so much decision in these past 2 seconds or so.
I'm just speculating, you know. When you're an engineering student,
off camera. Yes, I was gonna say off camera, but that doesn't make sense. So
off mic.
Yes, you did off mic.
Oh, so funny how we lost a whole episode due to mic.
Yes, issues. We did.
A whole 39 minutes lost. You know how pained I am right now.
We are angered. We did this
quality content.
Quality content. Content like this that you enjoy. But no, it was lost.
Lost.
We did a whole episode of white noise. That was a whole white noise. It was not nothing.
It sounded like we just turned on the AC and left the mic on and just left it to record.
We recorded air.
39 minutes.
We recorded air. Freaking hell.
But it hurts, really. It hurts.
It pains me. Well, whose fault is that? I thought there was a mech guy somewhere.
You see, when you're not dealing with original products, it's not the engineer's
fault. So you blame this on the freaking industry.
It's not my fault. You know, substantial fake
cheap products. I thought you were the mech guy that will solve all the issues or the technical aspects of things.
Technically, mic and electrical things are not mech, so I'm safe here.
But it's still like
according to you, it's not moving.
See.
Exactly. It's not a moving thing.
Okay. As that, but still, it's still in your range of
it's not
expertise.
It's not at all.
I mean, it has wires. It has wires.
The wires are not.
You make wires. Wires to things that move. Right? Right? Yes. Yes.
Plugging wires to things and current and shit doesn't mean we know about electrical shit. It just means
you guys deal with current as well. I mean, you plug shit into the wall and
we barely deal with strong current. I'm saying shit. Anyway, exactly. we deal with current, but this is sound engineering. You need to call a sound engineer on this.
But it's still, exactly, I say it's still in your range of expertise, like engineering part.
We don't do sound engineering. That's a whole audio thing on your own. It's just tell us to build a house. Are we civil engineers? No.
You guys are not meant to be in the building industry at all. Yeah. Okay, right. In that building aspect of the industry.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, so that's why you're trying. You're trying to dump me into the sound aspect of the industry. Does it sound like you're saying?
At least you can perform something.
This proves why architecture students are always on crack.
We are not always on crack. We are sleep deprived, and we are love deprived. But you see,
I feel like that only applies.
Reach out to any architecture students around you. Tell them you're there for them.
Yeah, tell them.
You love them. It's not an easy course. Definitely not an easy course.
Mm-hmm.
What we go through.
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh yeah, what are we doing?
We're talking about
Pink and Blue.
Pink and Blue, yes.
I watched the pink. Yes, pink.
You watched the pink before the blue. Yeah. I watched the blue before the pink. I don't even feel like I want to go into detail.
Actually, it might
just spoil it in a way.
Yeah. Will this
might spoil the experience?
Actually, will I spoil the experience?
Telling you the whole full movie and how it goes out. We will definitely spoil the experience, but let's just give a skeleton type of view.
Skeleton. Just give what you felt of the movie.
That sounds sexual, but let's go. A skeleton type view of the movie.
Alright, you got the score first, then you have the backbone, then you have the femur or hip bone.
You're bound to make a mistake because you're not in biology.
I think I already did.
We're back to square one. So yes. The blue felt like a story about a boy who fell in love trying to get back the girl he fell in love because they made a dumbass decision. Jumping through parallel timelines and getting one of them stuck in a parallel timeline, like as a ghost in her actual timeline. So yes, that's it for blue.
Ah, okay. What's for pink again? But yeah, it was just this love story of him meeting a girl that was with him for a long time now, from childhood to adulthood, and they got married or together.
You're not really.
I think that's basically it. It's just a love story.
Yeah, but both of them are love story, but you're supposed to have found a way to connect it to the blue, like to the owl. No? Anyway,
that was basically a
little sneak piece of Japanese there, you know.
I don't think anyone enjoyed that.
Okay. And back to what I was saying. The pink the pink was like, instead of him meeting the girl he met that made him do the dumb decision, he met a different girl this time, which didn't lead to a dumb decision. But later on, the blue girl of that girl in the pink place reached out to the pink girl from the blue side to give her a piece of advice to help the guy from the blue side, which is also the guy in the pink side, to also find a way to help the girl in the blue side that the blue guy met. To fix the situation, the blue guy and the pink and the other girl on the blue side made as a dumb decision.
That makes so much sense.
Exactly. They needed the pink side to be able to fix the dumb decision they made.
Sarcastic, you freaking. It makes sense at all.
Makes sense.
Basically, it's a love story.
Makes sense. Don't get sarcastic. Oh yeah, the blue side needed the pink side to fix the issue on the blue side. End of story.
I don't think we made it tangible enough.
Okay, the blue side needed the pink side to fix the issue on the blue side. But the pink side showed a different route the blue side would have taken if the blue side took the left instead of the right taking the blue side. Boom.
There we are.
See, when you give... I'm not talking.
Just shut the.
I'm not even talking. You see,
exactly. You don't need to. You're not supposed to. Just stay silent. All right.
Sure.
But you see, I broke it down to its simplest form: a love story. I did.
If you say it's a love story, 100 things can lead to a love story. Love is war. It's a love story.
Love is war.
Love is war. It's a love story.
Yes, love story.
Domestic girlfriend is a love story. Rent a girlfriend is a love story.
Well, if you count that as a love story.
That's a love story.
It is.
Masumune revenge, it's a love story. Disguised as a freaking weird thing. Revenge themed. It's a revenge themed love story. All our love stories, but just wrapped in something. Basically.
Alright, yeah, sure.
Yeah, basically that. So you see. Check the movie out. It's a complete movie, unless...
Then again, you never got the name, though. Well, we didn't get the name, so
I think the first one is To You I Love the Most, and the other one is To Those I Love the Most.
No, I think one was To You I Love the Most, To You I Loved Before, or The Yous I Loved Once.
Check the description. It'll be down in the description, please.
I'm not planning
on wasting my time on this.
I mean, we could check right now, but that's the
house. That's gonna take a whole 5 seconds to do, or 10, depending on where it is on that laptop.
We'll find out.
Speaking of complete things, Ranking of Kings. Complete
my
anime.
Lord, that anime was a circle. You know what a circle is? A circle. That's what a circle is.
That's not
complete explanation. That anime was complete. You went 360 twice.
What do you mean twice?
Yes, it did. God damn, from the beginning till the freaking end, this shit got me on my seat, glued right there. I watched this thing on a stretch, episode 1 to 24, 25, whatever it stopped at. That's an anime right there, a complete one.
Been a while since
an award winning one, yeah. Should be, but why didn't it win anime or at least a nominee or something?
It was a nominee.
For Anime of the Year?
Yes, it was a nominee for Anime of the Year. Until last year or so.
Yeah, last year.
But Cyberpunk won it. And it still deserved winning.
Yes, it deserved it.
It was shorter for people to be able to consume more than Ranking of Kings. And it was actually kind of better in terms of animation. This thing. You had more things going on.
I get that aspect. But damn it, then again.
Ranking of Kings is supposed. No, the issue is Ranking of Kings is supposed to have won for drama. That's what I was arguing for last night. It's supposed to have won for drama. I don't. What won for drama? Something that is not even drama related. Was it? I think it was Demon Slayer that won for drama. How the fuck did Demon Slayer win in drama, guy? What is happening? Drama in Demon Slayer?
You got emotional about how Tanjiro kills Demon Slayer.
That's not emotional. That's not emotional. That's Tanjiro every day of his life.
Yes,
nothing progressive. Not
like that.
Ah, God,
it's the masses, guy. The masses think what they think. Hey?
No one knows what is what anymore. This with everything going around. Man.
God damn it! I can't go through it because it's emotionally paining me right now.
What do you mean emotionally paining you? Are you on your
what?
Nothing.
Do I look female to you? What are you about to say?
Are you feeling emotional? Do you need a tissue?
No, I do not.
Need a tissue?
No, I do not freaking need a tissue.
Okay. Just tell me if you need a tissue. Signal me. You don't need them to know.
Don't think that would happen.
I'm pretty much sure.
It ain't gonna happen. Sure.
Anyway.
What?
I was thinking of something that's also complete. And the Shoku Tensei.
Well, it's not. It hasn't finished.
Finished, but it's in overall sense, it's better than every single. How do I put this? Isekai that's out there right now. One thing I actually feel for it is that it feels out of place with every isekai out there right now. In the sense that it feels like it belongs to when ReZero came out, Overlord came out. When OG anime, isekai anime that actually have sensible storylines came out. Unlike right now that we have things. We have things coming out.
You have the Kirito 3.0.
You have the vending machine, farming, what else? I don't even know. There's a lot of things out. I can't keep track anymore. Just start making random things.
Real estate hero now. I'm not going to be surprised at all.
Real estate hero.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, you can see anything.
Oh, God. I remember Isekai literally came to the next world and became a politician. I can't remember the name. That's just basically it. So why did you... What's your point?
He didn't make it in the real human world and I went to freaking Disneyland.
What?
It's a very simple synopsis. Go check it out.
Okay, sure. But yes, I feel like it should have come it should have come out.
You see, this
time.
Is what happens when away make guy's brain knocked. His brain knocked. That's what happened.
I don't think so, but yes, it's should have come around that time where regular the main OGs came out. You know, feels like it belongs in that general that time.
In that timeline,
because even the animation itself is not even something major. To be like, oh, okay, this is new gen also. We obviously know it's new gen, but like, is it really new gen? It's missing a lot of crappy new gen things, in a sense. Because like now, if it was new gen now, it will have this crappy animation style and shit. Oh, no, wait, no, crappy animation. It's they don't need too much animation actually when I think of it. They're just there mildly being an isekai.
Really? Actually, they don't need much animation, they just need like content.
Yeah, but they lack the content, so some of them push towards
animation. Like this is just waste of okay, I really see waste of effort, but I mean not much people watch it, so
I feel like I think they just do it to just come occupy space, you know?
Yeah, so occupy like this, space or mouth.
It'll just be like this season is packed. Packed full of trash, exactly. That's what. But no one's complaining, really.
Packed full of air. Like that episode. The missed white noise episode. Mm.
It'll forever be a hidden gem.
Oh, you post it. You post the white noise. No way you can this.
Imagine someone waiting for like 2 weeks for the next episode and that's what he has. You don't be like, okay, this is just your regular gag and jokes. Now wait for like 10 minutes and still nothing.
White noise.
The way the guy will reach out to us in our DMs in anger.
In the anger, straight up, man.
Oh, damn.
But we still post it though.
Yeah, sure. You know, you have to have the... Even if it doesn't have our voices or a sound, it has emotion.
Exactly. So much emotion.
There's so much emotion.
You feel the breeze.
If you listen closely, you can hear when the breeze goes shh and goes shh. There's a lot of depth in that.
It touches my spirit.
It's so much depth. Oh it's like Boruto greater than every single anime ever created. The depths and underlying layers into this. It's life transforming. It makes you reimagine everything. This is exactly how new gen just conjure up bullshit and start posting.
Exactly
on Twitter,
bro. Twitter is a crazy place. If you're not ready for shit, if you can't control your anger, don't go to Twitter at this
point. Man, they could push you to the brink to just not be on anime tweet. In a way, being there just gives you a very, very destabilized sense of right
state
and wrong
of mind, guy.
You begin to question what are your tastes.
Exactly. Like, you just post some crappy take and you see some people actually supporting this.
Where do they come up with this shit? We don't know. But most majority just do it because of like the numbers and people, I guess, reacting to it. In a way, it's a smart tactic. But sorry, I said yes. It's a smart tactic.
Yes.
It's a smart tactic, but I don't really
is it worth
what your accounts will be seen as. There are a couple of accounts now, I can literally list them. I can't remember their name. I know one is Gio, one guy, the picture of him, I think it's Sanji on his wall.
Yeah,
his AVI and some other random people that just talk about Boruto.
Ah, Boruto.
Mm. Or One Piece.
Those are the crazy ones.
There are a lot of people that you need to mark them and know that this account, whatever is going to be spitted out of this account,
is complete trash.
It's just trash. Just know it's trash. It's just meant to bait you into commenting and the guy will just be like,
haha, got you there.
No, he will not even literally say he got you there because it's part of the trick. It's the greater plan at this point. They'll be like, trying to prove that they're right. Sometimes I feel like they actually believe he's right, which is psychologically insane, clinically malnourished in the brain. But you know, no, I'm not saying anything. I just watch them.
A couple of one I was saying like Boruto fan base is like crazy. Like one of the craziest. One Piece was the first before.
But now, this guy, Boruto fans are crazy.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
Yes. You see, Boruto. Also, one of Boruto's like greater than Goku. Like, you know, listed things of how Boruto supposedly win against Goku.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see any of that. Like, what the hell?
I don't know how bad, but I'm just having this weird feeling that base form Goku can still beat Boruto.
Exactly.
Mashasha. It's not my opinion, it's their opinion. It's what they think. I feel like most of those fans are just trying to write off. They're like, see, this is an analogy I'm thinking of now. Boruto fandom is just a leftover people that either watched Naruto partially because of TikTok and saw it wasn't good, and they watched Naruto somehow and they enjoyed it, and they are trying to look for the next new thing that's going to be really good as Naruto to jump on, to be like, yes, I was here before the thing grew and before the thing blew up, and I have this weird sense of seniority in you that's just starting. Then there's also the part of those that are watching Boruto and they're just new to it, and they know Naruto is really good, so obviously to them Boruto should be really good, so they're also still trying to jump on Boruto to be like, oh yeah, I was also here too,
yeah,
and I'm among you guys that watch anime. Well, maybe anime being mainstream was a huge. It had ups and downs. I don't know whether the ups are even. Before the ups were looking really good, but now the ups are looking quite lower than the downs now.
Now the ups are looking mid.
Yeah.
You put it that way. The ups are looking mid.
Very mid. Yeah. The ups were just. It's been everywhere.
And by mid, I mean like their tastes. Mid. Yes,
back to a sensible human being talking. They also like anime getting everywhere. Shut up. Okay. They also like anime is getting everywhere, and more people get to see that anime is not just a cartoon and things relating to that genre. More merchandise, more people getting awareness, different things, different that. That's just the ups. And okay, most anime studios are getting more cash now so that we can continue watching good anime that didn't get season next. Their next season 2 and shit like that. So those were the ups. But now the downs are just all this shit that's going on around TikTok, Twitter, everywhere.
TikTok.
Mostly TikTok.
You know, you have to say that twice, you know, for the emphasis.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to go out, like, try to, like, you know, defend it. But, like, you know deep down TikTok, exactly. Anime TikTok, and Twitter.
I don't want to even go into that.
Trash. Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's
trash.
It's a bad place to be.
It's a very, very crappy place to be. It makes me feel like going back to how I was before, not even paying attention to all this shit and just reading my manga and watching anime in peace. But I had to make this podcast just to, like, you know, clarify some bullshit and also
give some good during your horizon.
Exactly. Give some good taste, by the way. It's a lot of dumb shit, man.
Too many.
I feel like this week just hit me hard with a lot of dumb shit.
Like that episode? God damn it.
That's 9 minutes of air really clears your mind.
Does it? No, it doesn't. It stirs my spirit up, bro. I am angered.
Guy, I said so many things in that episode. I don't even know. I don't know anymore.
I dropped bars.
Yeah, that's arguable, but yeah, sure.
What is that? That's not arguable at all. Drop facts, figures,
numbers,
inspiration. You ever said anything about numbers, though? Inspiration, determination, constipation.
Oh, God. But anyway, it's gone. We can't really dwell on it.
Yeah, we tried our best in this one.
Yeah, and this one should be recording. Is it? It should be recording. Anyway, I think we've reached the end of this episode. It's 34 minutes or more of...
More or less.
Of talking about complete animes and mainstream animation. Yeah, a pretty good one. So
started with fire and ended with flames.
What?
That didn't make sense at all. I just started like saying.
Yeah, it's the beginning style. It started with fire but ended in smokes.
Smoke.
I don't know, it's cause the beginning is all hot and
exactly
fiery, and the end is now like sizzling and smoking and getting to your eyes and making you tear up and realize, is reality really reality, or is reality what we make up in our head, or are we really existing?
All right, that's the end of the episode. See you in the next one.
Follow us on our Twitter, sorry, X.
God damn it, write these things IG, down.
YouTube, well, begin to create YouTube videos now. So like, yeah, check it out and just tell me, you know, one or two, you know, if it's not that good here and there. I'm not trying to be too consistent, but at least consistent in some sense. Yeah.
Depending on how you like it, actually.
Yeah, tell us what you think about the episode. Tell us if mainstream, if anime going mainstream was really a good thing or no, or not. Yes or no. And yeah, do you like the Black Clover movie? It's shit, by the way.
You think it's shit. I wonder what happened to you and Netflix, whether your Netflix and chill situation went on in smokes. I don't know. I don't know. Sata your fire and it is smooth, right?
Story for another right? day. Story for another day.
Right? Right?
Story for another
am
day.
Am I right?
It's story for another day.
I am right.
Alright, see you on next one. Ciao.
I'm right.